AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. After another mass shooting, President Biden says the nation is being tested again on the streets and in the courts. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president yesterday noted the latest shooting came days after contentious Supreme Court rulings on abortion and guns.
There's been reason to think that this country is moving backward.
But at a July 4th cookout, he said the nation marked its birthday as it always does, by looking ahead.
We're going to get through all of this.
For now.
I'm waiting for something bad to happen all the time.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, after two police officers were grazed in a holiday shooting. On Chicago's WFLD, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker mourned those killed in Highland Park by what he calls the uniquely American plague of gun violence.
This madness must stop.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge is holding a hearing today to consider a lawsuit filed by Mississippi's only abortion clinic, which is trying to remain open by blocking a law that would ban most abortions in that state. NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says the 30 NATO allies signed off on the accession protocols for Sweden and Finland.
I now count on all allies to ensure the speedy ratification of the accession according to their national procedures.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of neighboring Ukraine. A new AP NORC poll shows once the coronavirus pandemic subsides, many Americans don't expect to rely on the digital services that they relied on during the pandemic. A fire in Sierra Nevada gold country forced the evacuation of some people celebrating the 4th of July. The fire continues to chew through forest in the region. Stocks are opening lower across the board on Wall Street. Crude oil prices are dropping again. European markets were also lower. This is AP News. The city of Detroit is targeting old industrial sites to improve neighborhoods. The Packard plant made cars in Detroit. It has been vacant for years.
I'll put it this way. It needs to be torn down because of the way it looks.
Business owner Crystal Glass says it's a good step forward.
It doesn't matter. I just like to see something besides that.
The Packard plant is one of many reminders of Detroit's better days. 100 large structures in the city have been identified to be torn down or renovated. It's called ruin porn. Antoine Bryant is the city's planning and development director.
No longer will Detroit be seen as a city of blight or ruin porn, but a city of real opportunity, of hope, and of vibrance.
If Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has his way, part of the 40-acre Packard plant complex will be demolished by the end of the year. Other portions will be redeveloped.
How can we add to the city as opposed to just taking away?
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.